On your chair, we have a brochure that gives you a really good overview of all things AIM. And they asked us to jot down some goals that we had for our seminar. And one of the goals was that you would learn the things that you would want to know about a contact center. So this is kind of our textbook today. And on the cover,
yes,
screen. You'll notice that we have our mission statement, which is we listen, we pray, and we connect. Those are the things that we endeavor to do at AIM. We are an official ministry of the North American Division, located on the campus of Andrews University. And that was done strategically because of the availability of student labor. And so we not only have seminarians that work with us, but we have undergraduates and so forth as well. So it's a really wonderful opportunity for those, come on in, who are on the campus there. And we have two very important aspects to our ministry. One is people, and one is technology. The technology that's required to run a full-blown contact center is very extensive. And we are grateful that our church has seen how important this is and has invested in the software, the telephone workings, and so forth, so that we can provide really excellent interactions via computer and telephone. The people, the next page talks about our people, and this is our most important aspect. In our world where everything is automated, the current buzz phrase is go to the website. Talking to a person is a rare luxury. And you would be surprised how many times people on the phone, there's a little pause after we greet and they go, "Are you a real person?" And then they're so excited that we are. And so that's what we want to do. And our live Christian operators really carefully listen and minister. As Jonathan pointed out, a lot of times calls start as an order, but they end up as something very different. And so we pray continually that the Holy Spirit uses us and that the Holy Spirit helps us to know what to say, speaks through us, and fulfills the need. We don't know what that person's need is on the phone, but the Holy Spirit does. So many calls can be upgraded, we call it, to include prayer, additional literature, Bible study sign-up, and chaplain care for life issues of all kinds. Our focus is personal attention, which results in souls led to Christ. One of the interesting aspects of AIM that we just know that those of us who serve in the church, we like to use our dollars wisely. And so you can rest assured at AIM we have a formula that's using $1 three times. How about that math? That's pretty good math, isn't it? Yeah, it's something unique to AIM that we really are thrilled about, which is dollars invested at AIM provide evangelistic follow-up, but they also pay the wages for the Christian young people, and we often have staff members who are actually young people doing internships, coming right out of college and doing internships at AIM in communication, in accounting, in IT. So those things are offered there as well. And then these students turn around and use that same dollar to pay for their education at Andrews University. So these are important aspects. The students are preparing their lives for ministry. And we hear many, many times when a student is leaving AIM how valuable what they experienced there was for them. All right, our technology. In this area, again, We have a very sound contact center environment that can handle many different 800 numbers. The question asked about how does an 800 number, you know, how does the person answering the call know who to say, hello, thank you for calling? And that's because it's right on the screen from the very first moment. And this allows us to answer for many different entities. We also have the ability to have all the information that in the industry it's called CSR, Customer Service Representative. We like to call them Christian Service Representatives. But the CSR, the things that they need to know to help that individual. So as a local church, if you are working with AIM to utilize our services, we gather information from you that is then available to the CSR on the screen. What do they need to know? Let's say you're doing some type of seminar and you want the caller to understand these various things about that seminar, when it starts, how long it's going to go, how many meetings will there be? Will there be childcare? Will there be other languages? So all of those things can be on the screen through our technology. In a typical year, AIM is taking between 215 and 250,000 calls. We put the conservative number here. That's a lot of contacts. And that's amazing to us that we are still, in this day and age, we're getting that many calls. We're processing 200,000 orders for literature and Bible courses, 40,000 prayers, and 5,000 or more who are receiving chaplain care.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say that a lot of the times people think, well, this is a great service, it must cost so much money. And, you know, you'd be surprised to know that the North American Division has made a huge effort so that pastors can afford this. So what you would normally pay would be four or five times more the cost per call. You're paying less. So you're paying $1.75 per call. It would really be more if the North American Division wasn't helping to make this available for you as a pastor of a local church. So it's a wonderful tool, and this way you're able to utilize her services as well. And not only Mark Finley can use it, or Amazing Facts, or Hope, but just anyone, anyone who wants to just do mission work and provide follow-up for every person.
Taking the order, this is so important, where when you are reaching out to your community as a local church, you never want any of your efforts to not have strong, sound follow-up. When you are publishing that you're going to be doing seminars, you're going to be having revelation seminars, you're going to be doing any kind of outreach from your church, and you are advertising, you want to make sure that anyone who sees that can have sound follow-up. If they call the 800 number, there's someone there to answer their questions or to register them to attend. I think most pastors are aware that people who register to attend an event are more likely to show up because they feel invested. They're like, oh yes, I registered to go. I have to be there. And so that's a very valuable tool. Registration also allows for you to have information about who saw your advertising, who was interested. Even if they don't show up to the event, you can still reach back to them at another time or in another way because you now have their contact information. I know you're wondering about the balloons. Why did we give you a balloon? What was the point of that? So I'm going to have Sarah go around, and these balloons represent individuals who saw your advertising and were thinking about maybe coming out, but there was no 800 number for them to get any more information or to register to attend. So what's going to happen to them? They're going to disappear.
Right.
They're going to disappear because they didn't have strong follow-up. So we just thought we'd show that as a graphic, you know, representation. You don't want to miss any individuals. Yes. So you'll see the several aspects of what we do here. Our scripting setup, our quality control to make sure that the calls are answered well, how we do upgrade interested callers. In our chaplain care, that's what Jonathan spoke so eloquently about, and we appreciate him being here today. And you see there that our ultimate mission is to connect callers to the local church, where they can fellowship, grow in Christ, and join his family. And that connection doesn't come just from the big media ministries. It also comes from churches themselves using AIMS services, so that we are bringing home those in your community who call and are interested. We are bringing them home to your church.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned being on the phone, taking calls, is that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And talking to them on the phone provides a great opportunity to show them how much you care. So it's that moment where you take the time to listen to whatever they're going through, pray for them, encourage them, maybe offer a word of encouragement, a Bible verse, and always be there to give them more. If they need to connect to a local church, or if they want to study the Bible, and maybe they don't want to do it with someone yet, they're not prepared to meet someone in person, but they'll sure take correspondence courses, or they will go online and get a Bible study. So we're able to facilitate all of this through AIM and show them that we really care. And that's one of the most rewarding things about working at AIM, that people always know that someone cares about them.
The next pages just highlight again several of the areas that we work within. And you can see that we do biblical counsel on life issues. And we get some pretty interesting questions on life issues. And our seminarians are careful to always give a biblical perspective. We're not giving our opinion or a licensed counseling opinion, but we are able to give biblical guidance for life issues. And the theological inquiries. Our seminarians, again, are there. And sometimes those questions are really interesting and tricky. And we are not afraid at any given point to say, we need to study on that point and we will call you back. And we do that if we can't provide an easy answer or a ready answer, I should say. And then, of course, signing up for Bible study, connection to the local church. We also have extra literature that we have available on the most often asked for subject matters. Now, I'm sure you're wondering about the diapers up front here and thinking, okay, how does that fit in? Well, we answer calls for a church that has a diaper ministry. And families in the community who are needing this kind of assistance, this is just an amazing ministry that this church does. Yep. And so the way that it works is the person calls in to AIM, and we take their information. We can also tell them when diapers can be picked up, what do you need to bring, such as
a giraffe
on it, your baby's birth certificate in order to receive the diapers. But that's just been a really great ministry that we have been a part of. So churches are creative on lots of fronts in things that they can do to reach out, and we're there to be available when individuals reach back in. The next section that we have here is a kind of an all-purpose personal witness option that we have called 800 His Word. And I don't know if you have ever seen any of our sharing cards. There's some in the bag. Mm-hmm. For you to see. Mm-hmm. And this is just an option that we offer to individuals who say, wow, a contact center? That's fantastic. How can I get in on this? And so we've created the option of the cards that they can pass out to someone and include some conversation or not, depending on how their connection is going. But at any time when that person is in need and sees that card and calls us, we always respond with prayer option, Bible study option, and connection with the local church wherever it is in the U.S. and Canada. So this particular option is just kind of a powerful all-purpose. So this, in other words, you don't have to sign up for your own personal 800 number. Mm-hmm. You can use the 800, His Word. Yeah, you can see, well, we're seeing half of it at least there. But and then you're seeing, we have the W cards, I think, in your bag, which is a contemporary take on an offering for follow-up.
And, you know, it's a wonderful tool. I don't know if you've ever canvassed or been a literature evangelist. I was for quite a few years, and my dad was too. And, you know, after I started working at AIM, I had one of our leaders from canvassing from the Florida conference come by and AIM, and he found the cards and he thought they were great. And so when you don't get to talk to someone, maybe they don't want the book, they don't have a lot of time, you leave a small card, you know, as a little gift, and they can still call it. So that's one example. You know, we have literature evangelists every summer going out, knocking on doors. They're utilizing these sharing cards as a tool to connect people to a local church. And so that's been a great thing as well.
You know, very few pieces of literature come with the ability to actually talk to somebody. But this does.
Yeah.
Our event support is something I think that local churches can really take advantage of. A lot of churches today don't have the luxury of a full-time receptionist or administrative assistant. They're utilizing, you know, an answering machine. In fact, just at this conference yesterday, I was talking to a gentleman about what AIM has to offer, and he's listening quite intently. And he said, you know, I just was ministering at a church that was very active in their outreach, and we had this problem that people were calling in and there was nobody to take the calls. He said, so I actually came up, he said, I'm kind of a techie, and I actually came up with this great thing where the number that people would call, church members would log in with their cell phone, and the calls would be forwarded to them. And so they would take calls. And I said, well, that's brilliant. I said, that's great. How wonderful is that? And he kind of gets this little frown, and he says, well, it's good, except for a lot of times there's nobody logged in. We're logged in at AIM. And we are there from 8 to midnight, 365 days a year. And we really think of ourselves as the church whose door is always open.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. For example, for when it comes to events, we had a fun one. We've had one for 3 years already. It's the Texas Men's Retreat, since we're in Texas. I don't know if you've heard about it, but men go crazy for this event. And we have around 600 people attending every year. And the Texas conference has been really great working with us. And it's a very important thing to know that a lot of people, we can have texting, we can have emails, we can have so many things online, but they still want that personal connection. Maybe they don't have the time to go online and fill out this whole registration, but they can call someone and at their convenient time and have someone help them get through all those steps. So Hispanics love that. This is for Hispanic ministries, and they have been calling us every year, and we help them register for this retreat, help them with directions, give them all the details of the event, and this is always helpful. And if anything comes up, people know, and the organizers of the event, they know, they can tell us, update us, and people will call and we'll let them know. So everyone knows and is in the loop of what's happening.
We recently had a pastor who chose to use AIM, and we didn't get very many calls. And we were feeling kind of discouraged about that, you know, and why didn't we get too many calls? And there are many reasons for that. One is maybe they didn't advertise that much. Maybe they didn't print that many brochures or so forth. But, you know, after that event, the pastor contacted us, and he said, I am so thankful for AIM. He said, we didn't have a huge turnout, it's true, but the calls that came through AIM were legitimate interests that showed up, and they are studying to be baptized. And so we felt a lot better then. And so sometimes it isn't always the number, sometimes it's the personal connection. One of the main things for that particular event was that we were arranging rides for people if they couldn't get to the event. And so that was a very valuable service to those individuals. Also, if someone calls, you're thinking, well, I published this brochure. Everything they need to know is on this brochure. Why would I need to talk to somebody? We put everything on a website. You know, they can go to the website and find things out. But one of the things that we find that is most valuable when we're talking to somebody who's considering attending is that just that little nudge from a live person that says, you are going to be blessed by this. You are going to want to attend. This is going to be amazing. It's going to impact your life. And that little encouragement is all they need. They go, okay, you're right. I want to sign up. I want to attend. So that's a very good thing. We also do we send you reports. Okay, so if you are contracting with AIM, you have an 800 number, we send you a report of every call we receive so that you now have that person's full contact information. And you may want to send literature follow-up from your church. Or, better yet, you may decide we want to deliver this to the door because we know this person has some interest. And every event from now on, we want to include these individuals and have them part of our church. We do a lot of area-wide meetings, conference-level meeting, union-wide, the big city, New York, we're participating in San Antonio. So some of those kinds of large events we've also supported.
Yeah, one of them is, I'm sure you heard about Your Best Pathway to Health in San Antonio, the mega clinic. That was amazing. Honestly, by far, my favorite event. Not because it was huge, but because of the help that people were able to receive. And just getting those calls was one of the best things that has ever happened to me, because for people to be able to call and talk to someone and not just know there's something going on, but be able to ask the question, is this for real? Are they really going to help me fix my teeth?
People couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Are they really going to be able to do this surgery for me? And being able to say yes. Who are you people? Why are you doing this? And be able to offer that follow-up, that spiritual care. And, you know, maybe invite them to learn more about our beliefs, more about, you know, getting a Bible study. So that was wonderful. We had, in fact, as soon as we started, we were ready to launch. This thing came kind of late on the game, so it was kind of a miracle that we were able to assist in this event. So as soon as we were going to test the line, a call came through because they put the number there right before we knew almost. But we were prepared, and, you know, a call came, so we were able to talk to this girl. She's like, I just got on Facebook. I was taking a break because I've had all these problems with insurance, and I've had these, I had a car accident when I was little. You know, she had this very traumatic story, and I felt really bad for her. But she said, I went on Facebook, and I saw this ad for this mega clinic and free healthcare, and I needed to call immediately to know if this was true. And to be able to talk to this girl was wonderful, and just the follow-up and all the opportunities to witness were awesome. And so that's another thing that we were able to help with.
We're located a long way from San Antonio, but we were part of the ministry there. And so that was really wonderful.
Yeah, that's great.
Let's change our screens here.
So, all right. Well, this is my page. So working at AIM for the past almost 3 years, I've been really excited to be able to serve in the outbound department. And not only do we take calls at AIM, but we're also, with all the technology that we have, we're equipped to make phone calls. So if you have a special group of people that you'd like to build a relationship, a stronger relationship, whether it's for encouragement, to share about a new devotional, a book, or maybe just invite them to a special event or fundraising, we are equipped to do that. So I love it because my background is in journalism and communication. And when I was going through school, I just had this conviction that God would place me at a place where he was going to use his communication talents. And now, you know, I'm in the business of designing conversations and praying for God to fill us with the Holy Spirit. So when we call these people, we have a script and we know what we're going to ask, but we're not sure what is going to be the response that we're going to get. So that's when we pray as we're talking to someone on the phone. And it is amazing. We not too long ago, we did a campaign for Esperanza TV. I don't know if you're familiar, but it's the Spanish version of Hope TV. And it was great how we were calling, you know, to the donors, to the supporters, and a lot of them hadn't been donating for a while. We didn't know. We just knew they had been at some point. Some of them had left the church. But when we call, they said, well, I had never had anybody come just to see how I'm doing or to thank me. This is quite remarkable. Who are you? What's your name? Are you there that I can call some other time and maybe you can offer prayer? So it was an incredible tool, you know, to bring people back. And at the end, some of these people even said, you know, I'm going to start donating again. And as soon as I get my job back, you will hear from me. So that was a great thing, just to be able to call to say, we're here for you, we want to pray for you, and we just want to thank you for what you've done. It means a lot to people. And a lot of them would say, I really can't believe it, nobody's ever called me. So it's an investment that it's totally worthwhile. People will thank you in the short and long term. So
one of the things that we have noticed within our church is there are a few websites out there. Have you noticed that? And they just keep growing and growing and growing. And we have long thought that websites are fantastic. In fact, they do a lot of things that we are not able to do on the phone because they allow a person to wander around and check things out at their own speed, and lots of resources can be on there and so forth. But one of the things that we have really encouraged those who have websites to do is to think about the option of placing an 800 number there for spiritual care. In other words, if you're on this website and you're seeing things that you're causing you to think and be interested in what God has to say in your life, wouldn't it be wonderful to have that 800 number option to immediately connect to someone and say, wow, what I'm reading is so amazing. So that's another thing that we are really encouraging, the addition of the 800 number connectivity on websites, because again, it's all about personal care. And our world has a real problem with a mixture of a lot of impersonal kinds of care. And so that's great, and it's great for exploring. But there comes a moment, there comes a time when you want to connect to the body of Christ. And AIM is able to really do that in a powerful way. On our back page, you will see some information there of how to get a hold of us. And we are completely available to talk about how we can assist you in your local church ministry. Is there anything that we want to talk about here? Questions? Yes.
You mentioned earlier about some of the Adventist ministries that use AIM, like Voice of Prophecy, Amazing mm-hmm. Facts. Is this something that's worked out on a contractual basis? They want your services. Is this something that the church, the North American Division, has assigned? How did that work?
Right.
How is the selection of ministries?
How is that going forward? I think it has been a symbiotic relationship, not what you would call assigned. However, AIM was created for the benefit of the follow-up for these ministries. And so they are not forced in any way to use our services, but we have endeavored to be partners with them in their ministry to provide that follow-up. Because we are the bridge between the ministry's outreach and the local church, that's what is very much of interest to the North American Division, is they want to be able to harvest the interest and bring it to the local church level. We do look at providing services for what you might not typically consider as NAD ministries, such as It Is Written, Breath of Life, and so forth. What we require is an official endorsement from the local church, conference or union where that ministry resides. In other words, an endorsement that says this ministry is in keeping with the standards of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. So we do provide contact center services for some that you might not consider to be official. Mm-hmm. They would be a little bit more along the lines of independent ministries.
I was going to tell you, the best news is on the back of the brochure, at the bottom. All services are included in Spanish. So no matter what you're doing, you don't have to worry about some people being left out because they don't understand or there's a language barrier. We do offer full service in Spanish. So anybody that calls, they can be transferred to a Spanish. They can select from the very beginning who they want to talk to, an English CSR, Christian operator, or a Spanish CSR. So that's always exciting for me.
Yes, Sarah's head of our Spanish ministry there at AIM. Yes.
We have to, in conference work, we have to carefully deal with our pastors in regards to, talk to our pastors about using counseling. Because there are some liability issues.
Yes.
How does that work with AIM?
We are in a similar scenario. In other words, we can provide pastoral care, spiritual care, biblical counsel, but we cannot provide any kind of licensed counseling service. And we actually have a little disclaimer that is read on the phone before we take the call. So that is something that we're careful about. You know, Jonathan mentioned we do occasionally receive a call from someone who's in dire straits and is contemplating suicide. So we have a training process that we go through to handle that kind of scenario as well. And we have actually had some pretty amazing experiences with some of those calls. And typically the response is simply that somebody cared and somebody talked with them. And we actually had an incident where after talking with an individual, they actually did take their life. But they left a note and asked their family member to call us and say, the impact that that call had on my life was profound. So we do have that opportunity, but we are careful about our approach. I think you had a question.
There's a number of questions. First, I've had the privilege of getting two calls.
Okay.
Chaplains there at AIM.
Wonderful.
Very good follow-ups that are going on even presently.
Amen.
Is the connection with this, with AIMS, is it contractual through the local churches, or is it month by month? You can go for any period of time that you want to.
Right. It is a contract that you sign up with us so that we have an understanding of what's expected. Like Sarah mentioned, our fees are very nominal. To sign up and receive an 800 number is $250. And then our minimum charge is $50 a month. That covers your first 36 calls because the calls are then billed at $1.75 a call. So you are only billed for what calls you receive, barring that $50 minimum. In terms of how long you use the services, that is totally up to the church. You might want to use it just for one event, you know, that you're going to do. And if you're looking at that, you would want to start the 800 number well in advance of the event, so it could be on all of your publication, all of your brochures, anything you put out there on TV or radio and so forth, and then continue it past the event a little ways as well. You know, things in print have an amazing shelf life. We are always surprised. We'll receive calls from something that was printed 2 years ago. We're still there, and we're still going to take that call. But that is something to consider. Some churches, like our diaper friends here, they have us on a continual basis. And because they are already working with AIM, if let's say the diaper service is what we normally do for them, but now they're going to do, let's say, a financial planning seminar, and they want to do a lot of advertising for that, they can utilize their 800 number for that as well. So it can be multi-use. It doesn't have to be for just one event that you're doing. It can be multi-use. So that's an important thing to understand. Yeah.
Hypothetically, you have an event in February. So you get the 800 number, the $250, $50 a month, blah, blah, blah. You don't do anything significant until November. So two events, one calendar year.
Can you suspend?
Yes,
yes you can.
So that's not another $250?
No, it's not. Because you're going to be using the same 800 number. We've done all the advance work of setting up your contact with us and so forth. So that allows for that. You might say for the February event, you know, I want the number live through the end of March. Then I want to begin it again the beginning of October, let's say, something like that. So you can certainly do that to allow.
So events that then roll into the next year.
Mm-hmm. Once you are one of our customers, that your beginning pricing is, that stands.
Okay.
So just to start up again would not be another $250 fee, because you're already in our system. So that helps us a lot. I promised a couple of secrets. I don't know if you saw that, but I said there are some secrets to success with a contact center. So I'm just going to give you two that are very important. One is, don't forget that you have one. Because one of the things that we struggle with sometimes is late notification of what's going to happen. So someone that is a customer of AIM, maybe the scenario that you're talking about, they, you know, say, oh, we're going to use you for this, and we're going to do something again in the fall, we'll get back to you. And the event is about to start, and suddenly they're, oh, we need to notify AIM with some information and some details. So that's very important. Working with a contact center, communicate with us on a regular basis so we know what's going on in your church and what you'd like to for us to help with.
Yeah. It's to your advantage at the end of the day, because people will call and we want to be able to answer those questions, be able to tell them exactly what's going on. And unless we have that information, we really can't help them. And a lot of times it's funny how enthusiastic pastors are about signing up and getting the service. And they kind of feel, well, this is such a great service, that they kind of take a vacation from everything else and forget about sending the information. And then they're like, oh, we need to send you that. But once they get it to us and we're able to help people, so that is a very important, that's a good secret.
And we do try really hard when someone calls and we don't know what they're talking about to be very careful about that and say, you know, we need to find out some information about that. Can we have your number and we'll call you back? And then we're usually on the phone to the church going, we just got a call about something. Oh, yes, that's going on. We should have let you know. So that's a secret. Communicate with us. The second thing that's really important in telephone work is keep it simple. When you are thinking about what you'd like for us to say on the phone with individuals, we need to keep it simple and fairly short, because you're doing only verbal communication. So that's one of the things that we work with those who set up accounts with us and rattle off, you know, 22 things that they want us to tell the person on the phone, or questions they want us to ask that person, or something of that nature. And we have to educate and say, in phone work, you need to be quite brief. You need, yes, very concise. You have to have, you can't, you know, just be all over the place with what you're going to do on the phone call. So those are just a couple of secrets to think about if you're considering using the contact center option, which is AIM.
Yes.
And any other questions?
So how many churches can you hold in?
That's a good question. We basically kind of have an unlimited ability to answer for various entities. However, we haven't tested that yet. Because of the prompt of the computer, it really helps the CSR because the computer immediately zeroes in on only that call and who that call is for. So that helps them to be able to immediately answer for your church, have the information that's going on in your church on the screen. So we could handle a very large capacity. And we do have that capability right now, and it's our fervent prayer. We've done a lot of strategic planning and goal setting in the North American division, and my goal for AIM for the last quinquennium, I like that word, quinquennium, was that every contact station be busy every hour of every day. Because we know that there are many, 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 many people who are interested in what the message our church has. And so we want to be able to respond in the best ways that we can. So our goal is always to be missional in our answering, even if it's just somebody's ordering a book or someone is signing up for a seminar. We go beyond the obvious. And every call ends. How's it end, Jonathan?
Opportunities, follow-up with Bible studies, prayer, and any further questions.
Is there anything else that we can do for you, right? We offer Bible studies, prayer. We could also connect it to a local church. We always say this to try to upgrade our callers to the next level, whatever their journey is. So
we really endeavor to make this something well beyond what you would normally expect from a contact center. We're a very special one. Yes?
I have multiple churches. Mm-hmm. You use the information, any of the churches, as long as the same number.
You certainly could, yes. And there's where good communication with us would be important. You know, that you would let us know, I'm doing this at this particular church. If it's within driving distance of the other churches, you know, you might be advertising in a wide way. But that's where it would be key, just to let us know, you know, where this particular event is taking place of your three churches. And so we can certainly utilize. And let's say you have an event going on in all three churches. We can even handle that because if they are specific in their times, their dates, their title, you know, we can handle that kind of information. So we would just zero in probably by the person's address, which is what we take at the top of the call. We could tell, you know, which church would be the one that they would be calling about, which area. So that would be a great thing for us.
So when we, in our church, we have an event and then we advertise and then put on the 100 His Word, then a lot of the people call AIM, then after the event, can we get the phone call
information? The 800 His Word is not one that we can parcel out easily. It's intended to be just kind of an all-purpose, you know, spread the good word out there. So it's not easy for us to do reporting on the 800 His Word, aspect. If you are really intentional in your area and you think you want to do a big push with the 800 His Word cards, for instance, or you might even want to create your own outreach option, we really ask that you contact us and say, you know, I'm in Austin, Texas. I would really like to use the 800 His Word option because I really like the cards. And we want to use those, and we're gonna pass out 5,000 of them. That we can know that that's going on, that is happening, and we can really look at the data that comes, you know, from that time period of when you're doing that. But it's a little more difficult for us than a dedicated 800 number. If it's your unique number, we can give you all kinds of information, all kinds of statistics. We can tell you even how long the calls were. So it's a more personalized service.
Thank you.
And Twyla, just for clarification, when you were talking about the $50 with the 37 calls, that 37 calls then is 37 whether it's 2 minutes or 30 minutes, right?
That is correct. That's one of the things that we've determined to do at AIM at this time. Most contact centers charge you by the second that they are on the phone with your customer. And we at AIM have determined that we are going to not be bound by those kinds of time constraints. And the $1.75 per call, that can be literally a 2 to 3 minute call up to a 50 minute call. And so that gives us the freedom to do the ministry that we want to do on those calls. And again, that is all because the North American Division has determined that the contact center is an important part of the overall ministry of this division, and they support us financially to help to do that.
And Hispanics love that because we like to talk, so whenever we do a special campaign for Hispanics, it seems like the calls go longer. But so that's an advantage.
Right.
We don't have to stop when they're telling you their story and wanting prayer, and so that's a nice thing.
We just have an amazing ministry, and the calls that we take are incredible. I often hear from the students, they will tell me, I was having a bad day. I was kind of grumpy. I really didn't want to be here. You know, I had to come to work. But I came to AIM. I prayed. I made my connection with my Heavenly Father. And the calls I received today blessed me. And, you know, they came to work thinking, oh, I'm coming to do my thing. But what really happened was that they were blessed by the calls that they took.
So. My favorite part is always when they ask your name at the end. What is your name again? When are you there? Because I just want to call whenever you're there. Because they're just so happy that they had a nice response. So that's wonderful.
So we're a few minutes early, yes.
Just a couple questions about it. I'm a conference evangelist, and I've used AIM for larger meetings at times. But I heard you say something I think I didn't know. Are you saying that you can use an 800 number on your website, or did I read there's a chat option that can be used?
That is correct. Chat option is something we have yet to utilize because no one has contracted with us to use it yet. But we do have that option. The other option of putting an 800 number on a website simply would be, again, setting that up with us, letting us know this is what I would like to utilize this for, this is the kind of follow-up I would like to happen. You know, we have our a certain follow-up package that we do, but we just feel like that is a really good addition to a website. And we encourage local churches to utilize that. Any kind of evangelistic outreach website could benefit from that. And literally it's, do you want to talk about what you're seeing, what you're reading, what you're, you know, encountering here? Would you like to talk to somebody about your spiritual journey?
So the chat option would work how?
The chat option would be have to be... utilized in, it would be basically keying. You would be texting, kind of like you'd be chatting via the text back and forth with the individual, with answering their questions, just like, you know, all the commercial sites we go to now. You're not on there for what, 30 seconds before a box pops up and says, would you like to chat with someone? And I'm usually like, no, I just want to know.
Just like if they called AIM.
Exactly.
Same hours, same people.
The same, right, right. It would just be an extended service that we could offer. The tricky part about chat is that people have a tendency to do a couple sentences and then wander off and have dinner and come back and do a couple more sentences. So it's a little bit of an interesting animal that we know we're going to have to figure out how to manage well. But it is something that is occurring in commerce and in web on websites now. You know, whatever you see happening in the commercial world, can often, the church can look at that and go, yeah, that's an idea that we could do too. You know, when somebody's on a website, maybe they'd like to chat to somebody. So our first choice would be the 800 number to call and literally talk to someone. But the chat option is something that we've also explored. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
So how many times do you get confused with the American Indian movement?
You would not believe this, but in Berrien Springs, which is not a very big town, there is another AIM.
Really?
Yeah.
It's an AIM water service. They do water softeners. And we're just like, really?
Yeah.
In this tiny town?
There had to be.
So, you know, because our customers are our church, fellow church realm. They know that AIM stands for Adventist Information Ministry, but and sometimes we do get confused with Advent Source at times, because people think that we are dispensing information within the church. Our information is intended to be for those who are not of our church, and it's a very much an outreach evangelistic endeavor, whereas Advent Source is internal church, you know, working within the church to facilitate things. So we are two different entities, but we work together.
That's right.
Quite
very
a bit.
Close, yeah.
So you are welcome to take your balloon if you would like.
I think really they would be more interested in the mints, but
yes, or please help yourself mint, so. For a mint and enjoy the pen with a little. And yes, stylus end there that you can utilize, and keep our brochure handy. Think on it, ways that we could facilitate your ministry. Spread the good word. We have a nice booth, 406.
That's right.
Right there as you come out of the meeting. We're right there. And so we're happy to utilize our time here to talk with anyone that would like to. Oh, yes, and you're going to give them one of
yes,
those.
Yes, I want to ask you, feel free to grab one. I will give you one on your way out as well if you didn't get one. And think about it, read it, and if you're interested, you can sign up now, and we can start making preparations for next year for our outbound service, where we'll be calling people to help them for follow-up visitors that are coming to the church that may need a little word of encouragement. This is the next step. So it's $50 a month, and we have a call special. It's $150 for setup, not $250. And that's a one-time fee. So it's a nice opportunity to sign up now to get that. And I'll have those with me as
right,
you guys.
Right, to pass out.
That
off special offer, right, of the sign up. Now, this is strictly for the Visitor Connect, which is you are sharing with us the contact information of those who have visited your church, and then we call that individual and talk to them, offer prayer with them, see if they are interested in Bible study, so that, you know, a lot of churches struggle to do visitor follow-up. A lot of them depend on volunteers within the church to do that, which is wonderful, but sometimes is just not as solid of a follow-up as you'd like to see, because people go on vacation or whatever, and it doesn't happen. So we do allow for that option for you. All right.
That's it. Okay.
We are set. Thank you so much for your time.